Chapter 3. Ta-da! 3 times a week, Starry and Mommy attended acrobatic classes for toddlers called Tumbling Tots at their neighborhood gym. Ever since her trip to the exciting circus, Starabella liked to pretend that her Tumbling Tots class was a mini circus for kids. There were ropes to climb, tunnels to crawl through, balance beams to walk across, a trampoline to jump on, and mats for tumbling. One day, special visitors came to the class. They were firefighters.
Hello, kids.
They came to show the children a tall, two-story ladder that they used to rescue people in danger. Please turn the page. Everybody got to take a turn climbing the ladder.
Don't climb too fast. Make sure your mommies and daddies can follow you,
warned one firefighter.
Safety first,
said another firefighter. One, two, three, and sometimes even 4, 5, 6 rungs the other kids climbed with their mommies or daddies helping. Starabella hadn't heard the firefighters' warnings. Sometimes she didn't hear instructions when lots of things were happening at the same time. Besides, Starabella was busy staring at the top of the ladder.
Can I climb to the very top?
She wondered. Then Starabella remembered Daddy telling her,
circus performers make what seems impossible, possible.
She very much wanted to be like the circus performers. Starabella was the last to get a turn on the ladder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rungs she climbed, lickety-split.
Wait for me, Starry,
shouted Mommy. Starabella didn't hear Mommy. She could think of only one thing: getting to the very top. Anyway, Starabella believed that Mommy was like the catcher for the trapeze artists. She was strong and would always be there to protect her. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Look at that little girl go,
shouted one of the mommies. All heads turned upward. Ooh! The mommies and children all pointed and stared. Starabella's own mommy couldn't keep up with her. She was such a poor climber. She came back down. Worried, Mommy shouted up to Starabella,
don't fall!
Please turn the page. Oops! Starabella's foot missed a rung. Her heart jumped into her throat. The room filled with worried whispers.
Rescue my little girl,
shouted Mommy.
It's time,
said one firefighter to the others.
I'm on my way,
another firefighter answered.
Wait for the firefighter,
Mommy called to Starry. But Starabella didn't hear Mommy. She could think of only one thing: getting to the very top. Starabella reached up and grabbed on tight to the next rung. She continued to climb.
Clowns never give up,
she reminded herself.
Go, Starry! Go, go, go!
Shouted everyone, except Starry's mommy. Everyone counted as she climbed.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Starabella has no sense of fear, Mommy realized. So Mommy was afraid for her. The firefighter worked his way up. Starabella didn't see him. She could think of only one thing: getting to the very top.
Trapeze artists are brave,
she repeated to herself. Up and up and up, Starabella scrambled, finally reaching the very tip top. She was near the ceiling of the gym.
Ta-da!
Starabella shouted. She waved to everyone below. All clapped and cheered. Starry's dream was now real.
La la
She beamed with pride.
I know how Chappie's feel,
she thought. But Mommy was still frantic. How will my little child get down? Desperately, she yelled out,
Careful, Starry!
Starabella, full of glee, eyes twinkling brightly, lowered one foot after the other, and down, down, down she came, surprised to find herself in the waiting arms of the firefighter. Together they arrived safely on the ground. Oh, how exhilarated she was from the fun she'd just had, and how proud she was of her accomplishment. She looked around for Mommy's approval. Mommy rushed over to her with a worried look on her face. Starabella couldn't tell how Mommy was feeling by seeing the expression on her face. It was now Mommy's turn to have a mixture of feelings. She was so very proud of how brave Starabella was. She was also astonished to learn that she was such a good climber. But one day, Starabella might get hurt, she thought to herself. Please turn the page.
Never do anything like that again,
Mommy scolded, wagging her finger in Starry's face. Starry could not understand what she had done wrong. Mommy looked down to see the glow of expectation in her little girl's eyes begin to fade. Was I wrong? Mommy wondered. Perhaps recognizing Starabella's ability was what mattered most. She knew that nothing was more important for Starabella than for her to believe in herself. For now, Mommy was thankful that Starabella was safe. Wanting to share in the joy of this moment with her daughter, Mommy reached down, shakily, and hugged Starabella and smothered her with kisses. You're my little star, she said. Starabella's eyes shined in the brightness of Mommy's lopsided smile. That evening, Mommy and Daddy talked to Starry about the importance of listening to instructions.
Remember, safety first,
said Mommy.
Even circus performers follow safety rules,
said Daddy.
I try,
said Starry. Mommy and Daddy tucked their little darling into bed. Together they said,
Good night, Starry.
We love you to pieces.
Terrific,
answered Starry. The stars in the sky winked at Starabella through an opening in her curtain. Starabella's eyes shined right back. Please turn the page. As confused as the O'Clafe family could sometimes be, Mr. and Mrs. O'Clafe were absolutely sure of one thing. Nothing made them feel prouder than being Starabella's Mommy and Daddy.
Song about the rain instead.
Then throw your hands above your head.
your hands up in the air.